The government, John Brumby, set a lot of ambitious targets, and 1 year on, it's an unofficial deadline, but it is an appropriate one at the same time to try and measure how things are going according to those targets. Are you achieving some, all, most of your targets for 1 year on?
I think it would be fair to say that we're achieving most, certainly not all, but most. Everybody, I think as Dave said before, everybody likes things to happen yesterday. But I'm very pleased, particularly about the way the cleanup went so rapidly early on. I think that was just so important psychologically for communities to see the rebuilding and to let people back into those communities. We've got something like 1,400 building approvals. Every community is different, John. I was in Gippsland last weekend, Traralgon, Traralgon South and Caligny, turning the first sod on the new community hall there. And I talked to many of the locals who've built new houses in Caligny. So you're seeing a lot of new houses going up there. I have no doubt in that community they'll get close to 100% of people sort of coming back and rebuilding, and for the reasons that people will come back here too. It's a beautiful area. But many people there had insurance, many people got support from the fund, and they've gone back and rebuilt, and they built beautiful houses. But every community is different. And I think, as Kath has said, there's still a lot of very deep hurt and a lot of pain. Only the passage of time and talking and telling stories is going to reduce that pain. But I think once the 12 months is out of the way, in a sense it's that year out of the way, and many people then who haven't yet made a decision, I think will make a decision. And I think you'll find many of them will say, yes, I'm going back.
The Royal Commission is still underway, and there's some delicate issues that are going to come up before the Royal Commission. Do you still stand by your earlier statements that you will implement every recommendation they make in their final report?
No, I didn't say that. I don't think I said that. I think my political opponents said that they would implement unequivocally every single recommendation. We have implemented every recommendation of the interim report. But I can't make a blanket commitment about every recommendation in the final report. I honestly don't know what they'll recommend. And I think any good government would want to reserve the right to look at some of those things. I mean, if the Commission said, for example, that it's unsafe to build anywhere in a wooded area or a forested area, and Melbourne should close off any rights that people have got to build in an area like that in the future, I don't think I'd necessarily agree with that. So I'm not saying they're going to recommend that, but I don't think you can give a blanket approval in advance for every single recommendation.
Well, I apologise if I confused who said what at the time. I thought you had given that assurance. Meanwhile, though, there's some resentment or anger because people say, look, the coroner at various times in the past has made recommendations about warning systems, procedures and so on and so forth. People haven't followed through on promises that have been made. Pre-assessors of yours have made promises, but the public service haven't followed through, or the decision makers in the emergency services haven't followed through, or people allocating money for budgets haven't followed through. So what mechanism do you set in place to make sure that 5 years from now, the things you're promising, and you may be Premier in 5 years, you may not be, but even if it's longer than a five-year time frame, that these things are followed through and implemented?
Well, I think that's a really important point. Like many Victorians over the last year and last few months, I've been reading a lot more books on fire and bushfires in Victoria, and I learnt the other day, for example, our first terrible fire was actually in 1851, and 12 people in Melbourne burned, and in areas like this as well. We've had many fires. What we're doing in relation to the interim recommendations of the Royal Commission, we appointed the former Police Commissioner Neil Comrie to report to make sure that all of the things we said we would do are being done within government, and he's reporting back to the Commission. He's doing an audit, if you like, to make sure that we do as we said we would. And I think it's probably valuable to look at this almost on an annual basis, to have a report back in this area of fire safety and fire preparation, the things that need to be done, a report back to the Parliament, to the community, that they're actually being done. Because when you look at the history over the years, you go back to Ash Wednesday or Black Friday, you look at any of those things in our history, some things were done, some things weren't.
Some things get overlooked and forgotten, or are just plain too hard. In the run-up to a state election, how do you stop the politicisation of the bushfire? How do you quarantine the work you've done rather than put it in the political firing line?
John, I don't think there's been a lot of politicisation. I think certainly in the weeks and months after the fire, there was a very strong, I think, bipartisan commitment to get on with the job. It was the government, the people of Victoria, the people of Australia getting behind bushfire communities. There's been the odd, you know, flare-up, I guess, along the way between the political parties, but I don't anticipate too many issues here. There may be some debate. Debate's a good thing, but I don't think you're going to see a divisive political debate at all.
Will you use photos or footage of you touring bushfire areas as election ads?
Oh, to be honest, John, I hadn't thought about election ads, and I certainly...
Would it be appropriate to do so?
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. I haven't even thought about the campaign. I haven't thought about the ads.
Peter Mitchell, would it be bad taste to use the fire in a political campaign?
Yeah.
Do you still want to even think about it, John?
No, I told you, I haven't even thought about it. I think it's fair enough to ask the question.
Why not just say no, it wouldn't be a good idea?
Oh, well, because... I suppose I can, but I mean, people ask me, you know, you're going to rule this in or rule that out of campaigns.
Yeah, yeah,
but I'm
we're
just telling you,
that way,
I haven't,
we?
I haven't even thought about it, and I wouldn't think about it in that context, right?
Peter Ryan, the leader of the National Party, has been tireless also in his work. I think the fact that it has been a bipartisan approach across politics has been part of its success. Can you agree with that?
Well, certainly immediately after the fires, I think the first. I spoke to the Prime Minister, I spoke to the Leader of the Opposition, I spoke to the Leader of the National Party to brief them and to tell them and to make sure that they were involved in those days after the fire. Then I think really the work of government as we've got on with the job, and I think the most important thing for communities was actually setting up the Reconstruction Authority and appointing Christine as the head of that. And I think it's probably that decision which has been more important in supporting communities and driving change and driving reconstruction than any other.
John Brumby, it's been interesting, and thank you very much for coming along today.